Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to visit with Joe Spagnuolo. He's from Lombard, Illinois, and he is with the Inter Athletic Council of Officials, IACO. And they have a great thing they are doing, a six-week course of training. This is free. They're doing it through Zoom technology. And they're looking, we talk about growing the game a lot, but we're talking about growing the official base. So, Joe Spagnuolo, welcome to the airwaves. We need more officials all throughout Illinois, don't we?
Yes, we do, Jim, and thanks for having me. We need officials in every sport. We're certainly seeing a shortage in every sport, and we really need to give people avenues to take up officiating, make a little bit of extra income, and getting closer to the game that they enjoy.
Well, and it's great because this is a free six-week training that's offered every Monday beginning October the 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. And then I also see if you sign up and participate in the course, you're going to get a 50% discount to obtain your IHSA license from $70 to $35. So this is a pretty good deal if people are on the fence about, well, should I think about being an official? Well, you're going to get 6 weeks of training for free, and then you're going to get a 50% reduction in your IHSA license fee. This is too good to pass up, right?
I think it is. I think it's a great deal. We've partnered with the Illinois High School Association to allow them to cut the costs for this. They want to promote new officials as much as anybody, and we think it's a real good deal. If you have any inklings of wanting to be an official or getting close to the action, this is a perfect place to start.
Well, and I think it's very important for people like you. I know you're the lead instructor in this. And if you can speak a little bit to your group, because I was looking on your website, and you can go to it. It's IACO-official.org. Again, that stands for Inter Athletic Council of Officials. Again, IACO-official.org. So this is a basketball training, but I saw, you know, I think in the summer you did an umpire training, and then I think leading up the fall, unfortunately there's no fall high school football as we speak right now, but you did training for football. So tell us a little bit about kind of the mission of your organization. It appears you do a lot of stuff to kind of really promote and sustain, I guess you'd call it, this occupation.
Yes, our group, IACO, is kind of an umbrella organization from all the local officials associations, mostly in northern Illinois. But now, because of Zoom technology, we've been able to expand throughout the whole state of Illinois. And it covers four sports, baseball, softball, football, and basketball. And our mission is to recruit new officials and to retain officials and train them. So we offer clinics, and we offer six-week classes that are free, and we're able to start. I think it's one of the best recruiting parts that we have anywhere in the state, basically because of the cost. And now this year, with the ease of being able to go right into your own home and watch it in the privacy of your own home without having to go out and go to a brick-and-mortar building.
Yeah, and I know we're talking to Joe Spagnuolo, trying to keep in shape, doing a little walking today as we interview him. And, you know, I've been broadcasting high school games at the local level for 30 years now, okay? And I continue to see a lot of the same faces and a lot of the same hairstyles, a lot of the same glasses, and hear a lot of the same whistles. But Joe, here's what I get, though. When I see or hear one of those guys or gals, you know, announcing that they're not doing it anymore, I hear from a lot of coaches, a lot of ADs, oh man, how are we going to replace them? And we're talking about just, you know, one person. But this is the thing about, you know, new blood and new faces, because, you know, we're at, I think, a critical point of officials that a lot of guys, you're seeing a lot of those guys that have done it for 30 years 35 years, 40 years, but they're near the end of the line where they're not going to do it anymore. And I think that's a big concern about how are we going to replace them. And I think the big thing is, you know, you want quantity, there's no question about that, but you want quality too. And that's why I think stuff like this training becomes so very important.
Yeah, the trends that we're seeing are that officials are getting older. They are sticking around a lot longer. And some of the younger ones are dropping off, and that's kind of a nationwide trend for various different reasons. Sometimes they don't get enough games. Sometimes they start it, they don't have good training, and they don't have real positive experiences. So as our group ages, as officials in all sports age, some of them just naturally are going to drop out or move a little bit slower. And, you know, it's really important if we always look for new people who are energetic, whether they're young people who have finished their athletic careers as players, finishing after high school or finishing after college, or if they're parents who have been watching their children participate in sports and activities. And as their children move on to college, they still want to be attached to the high school game. So our mission is to try to make it easier for anybody who wants to be an official, and definitely try to tap in to those two groups along with anyone else who is interested.
Yeah, and I think it's a great sign too here, Joe, that this is open to people ages 17 to 60. So basically, regardless of what your 9-to-5 profession is, you know, basically the criteria for being official is really across the board here, regardless of what your daytime profession is. And I think the other thing, at least here in the last, you know, 10 years, I've seen more women become involved in being a basketball official or, you know, an umpire or whatever. And I think you're always looking to grow the profession in that area too, because you'd like to see more women get involved, and you're kind of starting to see that a little bit.
Yes, we are. We're getting a lot of good women officials in the sport of basketball. A lot of them are being fast-tracked where they have the opportunity to go on and to work college. A lot of them have finished their basketball playing careers, whether ending in high school or college, or don't want to go on and play overseas and take on all those responsibilities. That's something now that we can't even think about doing for a while. So this may give us an opportunity to tap into those athletes, former athletes, who want to stay close to the game.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too is we all know that you have to have thick skin if you want to be involved in this profession. I get that, you know, but too, that the training ground can be pretty tough. You know, I see some of the youth tournaments where you kind of get your start at, in some of the junior high games where you're kind of in small confined environments, and you're more susceptible to hearing everything. But I think there are some tougher crowds, and let's face it, sometimes those are the tougher kind of games to officiate, just because of the level of play kind of at the young level. So your advice to people getting in this profession when they start to officiate, in terms of staying in the profession and sustaining it. Now, I think, you know, one of the key points is if you're going to officiate at the youth level, junior high level, you know, those leagues you're officiating at, they need to do a good job of protecting officials.
Yes, they do. One of the things that we want to do is to give the officials resources so their experience is positive. I kind of go back and look at when I started as an official. They just kind of gave you a whistle and you went out there and you made mistakes, and that's how you learn. And that sometimes isn't a real positive experience. Today, there's a lot of local official associations so they can get more games. They can meet another veteran official who can serve as a mentor towards them. who can interact with these new officials, watch their games, go out and watch their games, or the new official go out and watch the veteran work. The class that we have isn't just a rules class, although we do cover rules strongly, but we also talk about officiating philosophy. We talk about conflict resolution. We try to prepare the newer official, regardless of age, for all the things that might happen so that they can have a more positive experience. And if we keep the experiences positive and we continue to give them resources, they're probably going to stick around a lot longer than the 1 to 3 years that some officials try it and don't have success and then don't return.
Yeah, and that's great that you described that. But to my point, too, though, and I think we've seen the proliferation of so many youth leagues, you know, around the state, around the region, around the country. But I think it's so important and paramount that, you know, the directors of these leagues, they need to make a concerted effort. You know, when we talk about trying to keep officials in the game, they have to make a concerted effort, and excuse my language a little bit here, that they're just not going to put up with any crap with people that attend some of these youth games or these youth leagues, and they see how they see how some of these people, and I'm talking about not the rule but the exception, but it just takes one to ruin it for everything. Those leagues just have to say, we're not going to put up with that crap, because if you give somebody an inch, well, they're going to take a mile, and then two, you're going to lose some officials if you're not going to protect them, especially at this very important juncture of their career to try and make sure they stay in the game. And I get it, man. People that get into this profession aren't going to be great officials right off the bat. It's a learning curve. But if you have a terrible experience, especially multiple terrible experiences when you first start, you're going to say, why bother?
Exactly. And that's something that that we really need help from. Either member schools or park districts or AAU programs or little kids programs or whomever that are running these events to make sure that the interaction, whether it be coaches or whether it be parents, is their responsibility. It's certainly, it's the excitement of the game in terms of non-players getting involved has certainly magnified over the last 15, 20 years. I think a lot of that has to do with we have so many programs, so many travel ball programs that parents are following their student athlete, to all different places each week, paying a lot of money in hopes that their child will get enough basketball or have enough basketball ability to play in college, and that becomes a big financial burden if they don't. So that's a lot of times we see we see parents get excited a lot quicker because they're thinking a little bit differently. They're thinking that, hey, this is on a high stage, it's like watching the Final Four, and it isn't. And when you have people who are just starting out in basketball, whether they're the players or whether they're the coaches, a lot of times, or the spectators and parents, a lot of times they don't know how to kind of control themselves in terms of someone who's been around for a long, long time. And a lot more things go wrong at games involving younger kids. And because of that, officials are going to make mistakes because most of them are newer. That's where they get to learn. We try to train them, but it's kind of hard to officiate the game and also have to worry about all the things that are outside the rec thing.
Yeah, and again, speaking with Joe Spagnolo, again, they're having this 6-week course of training to become a basketball official, and it's done through Zoom, and it's free 6 weeks of training starting Monday, October the 5th, every Monday from 7 to 9 p.m., and you can go to the website iaco-official.org, and again, that's where you can sign up and get registered for this this event. But, you know, Joe, I think one of the great examples that I see that kind of is working, you know, if you're maybe like a high school football coach, you know, I think you're a good candidate maybe to be a high school basketball official. I've kind of seen that work. And then I know you're a former basketball coach that is an official, and I've seen several of those examples in our area work. But again, like even if I'm talking about if you coach one sport, I think you're a good candidate to be an official or an umpire in another sport. I think that kind of is a good resume starter for this profession to have coaches become officials of some, whether it's their sport or some other sport, because they've been in that position of coaching, working with an official, and now they can kind of reverse that relationship. Would you kind of agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, and I could even attest to that. This past week, I had gotten an email from one of the people who signed up for the class and said, "Hey, I just want to let you know I also coach another sport. Is it okay for me to be an official?" And, you know, and I told that individual that, you know, some of our best officials are people, you know, who are coaches or who have played or who have a feel for the game. So that kind of goes hand in hand. They have the skills. They have the communication skills that work really well out as an official. You know, if you're a good communicator and you can talk to people and handle people, if you're in sales, for instance, this is a great opportunity for you to use those same skills, because you can sell yourself, you can sell the rules, you can sell your ball, you can sell the game. And, you know, so there's a lot of crossover from profession to profession that certainly are good attributes in becoming an official.
All right. Again, this is a 6-week course of training starting Monday, October the 5th. Again, it's through Zoom video conference, 7 to 9 p.m. each Monday for 6 weeks. And again, it is free. And you can go to iaco-official.org. That again, iaco-official.org. That's the Interathletic Council of Officials. And they're doing a great work, are doing a great job of training future officials. Joe Spagnuolo, did I bring up everything you needed to mention, or is there anything else you can leave us with today?
Well, I think so, Jim. You know, one of the things now that we're doing it through Zoom technology, we've expanded our geographic base. We have participation from just about every region in the state of Illinois. Last time I checked, I know we had over 100 participants, which is a whole lot more than what we usually would have in the buildings. Being a former person involved in education for my whole career, I knew that it was important to kind of change our modules and change our classes so that they're shorter, the topics are shorter, there's more video, it's very interactive, it's things that will be appealing to people. It's not just a 2-hour lecture each night. And I'm looking forward to getting started on Monday with the new group.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time, and continue to do great work with the Interathletic Council of Officials, Mr. Joe Spagnuolo. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
You're listening to WRMJ.